Raina Katzenberger, welcome to Express Yourself.
Hi, Abby. Thank you so much for having us on.
And Andrew Roberts-Gray, welcome to Express Yourself.
I appreciate it. It's great to be interviewed.
Well, we're excited to have you. Andrew and Raina, you both have been artists for most, if not all, of your lives. Andrew as a painter and Raina, you're a mixed media artist. I've not seen large-scale works from either of you or murals, and I wondered why you decided to scale up and why you were interested in this opportunity.
Why don't you start, Raina?
Yeah, well, I think after a long period of time of kind of putting my artwork in the background, in January, the opportunity to do a larger piece that's actually at CMC up in Aspen. And that was the first time that I went that large. And it coincidentally, I was lucky enough to have Andrew see it. And I think it really opened up his eyes to kind of what was going on inside my head. And I think it, for both of us, made this kind of opportunity feel really possible and really exciting. So for me, that was kind of the breaking point.
Wow. And so is this, Raina, the largest scale of work that you've done?
You know, I've done some kind of installation wall pieces that are bigger, like full walls, but they were always temporary. And so this definitely will be the most official like art piece at this scale, for sure, that will endure and be visible to the public.
And Andrew, why did you decide that a large-scale work was the right time for you now?
Well, I've been doing large-scale works for quite a few years. So going back to 2002, and in 2010 and 11, I did a whole series of pieces. Some were as large as 6 feet by 8 feet. And over the last 10 years since then, I've done quite a number of works. Some actually had sculptures and had panels involved, and they were quite large. So I've been working this way a long time. So for me, the difference is that I had never done a public art piece with this sort of context. So that was very unusual and took some thinking about before I was ready to commit to it.
And Raina, speaking of public art, is this your first public art mural?
Yes, definitely. I think generally consider myself to be somewhat of a shy artist, and but I'm really excited about this one because it's come together so well and something I think that we'll both be proud of for the public to see and also have as a piece of artwork for the community.
And so if I'm right, if I'm understanding correctly, one requirement for the mural and the artist chosen was to exemplify the uniqueness of the local community of Carbondale. In your eyes, Raina and Andrew, what makes Carbondale a unique community? Andrew, why don't you go first?
Well, I took the challenge of the mural of thinking about that, but also I started to think about it, that this could be a history painting and a history of the community and the people in it who have lived here over the course of the last, you know, 200 or 300 years, really. So I began to look at it with sort of a larger perspective, which fit into works that I, in my own practice, do that have kind of a history painting component to them. So that's how I started to look at it. So then I started to think about what things about the community would be the best sort of narrative for who we are. And, of course, for me, Sopris has this sort of spiritual, social significance. So I really like the idea of making this a mountain painting, for one thing. But then I was thinking about things that have come before, you know, our community here, like the mining industry, the potato farming. In one of the initial designs for it, Raina and I had put in the faces of Ute Indian women, who of course were here before any of the Caucasian settlers. So, you know, that was sort of how I began to look at it. So we began to gather images and ideas that would flesh out this vision of the community over time and what we are now, too.
And sorry, Andrew, when you say you were gathering images and stories, who exactly were you going to gather these images and stories, or were you getting them yourself?
Well, for instance, we talked about the Ute Indians, and then Raina was aware of the Library of Congress images that we might look at or use. So she thought immediately of that. Raina might be able to talk about that better than I. So.
Yeah. Raina, what makes Carbondale a unique community in your eyes?
I second everything Andrew said. I think thinking of it as a history painting is really accurate. Also, as you know, embracing the landscape as being such an important part of how people enjoy this place. Obviously, Silpris being kind of the centerpiece to that. But I also think that for me, there's always a duality between, you know, history and the present, and it's helpful to have knowledge of the past to know how to move forward well in the future. And I think thinking of all of the different communities that make up the fabric of Carbondale is really powerful, and it's not just from my perspective, you know, it's from all different people's perspective. And so when we are gathering up images, I think really thinking outside of our own lens and trying to capture and represent other aspects of this culture, you know, whether it be through tapestry patterns or, you know, train, old historical railroad train schedules, trying to bring in a real mix and a different methodology of how to present that kind of information, both as an artistic piece, but also, you know, some elements of informational graphics and ideas that people can possibly even learn from.
And Raina, I read that you are usually hesitant to use Mount Silpris in your artwork because you feel that it's overused. And so how did you come around to using Mount Silpris as the focus to the mural?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it is often overused. It is also just an amazing mountain that should be used all the time. I think for my own work, it just never felt like there was a way to express it that didn't feel, you know, kitschy or overdone. And I think the opportunity of working with Andrew has such an amazing mastery of brushstroke and kind of landscape in almost an abstract way that it really felt possible to do something at this scale, you know, really incorporating his developed style and feeling like I was a part of that as well, that really opened it up to something that felt really positive and exciting.
Neat. And how do you both think that the uniqueness comes through in the mural? Can you give us any teasers about, besides Mount Silpris, about what specifically is on the mural? If you've worked on it recently, could you give us a little teaser there?
Sure. So some of the ideas that we wanted to talk about, one was the ranching and our agricultural community. So in one corner of the mural, there's a sort of perspective of the potato fields. And fortunately, I had somebody come in the studio recently, and I didn't tell him what I was painting, and he said, "That looks like potato fields." And I was very happy to know that carried sort of directly across representationally. So that's one thing. And then there's a mining cart that's in front of a mining shaft that you might look directly into. So that sort of receding square format of the shaft goes back into the painting. The mountains sort of across the painting. So we were also finding images that would work together graphically, and some would have perspective built into them, and some of them would be more symbolic. For instance, we've used antlers and taken them and patterned them together to make these very abstract designs, but it sort of speaks to the nature that we look around too, but in an abstract way, but in a way that anybody would recognize what those images are. So those are some of the ones. Raina can tell you about some of the more of the components in the mural.
Yeah, bringing up the mining shaft, Andrew, I was looking back through our initial kind of exploration of the images and how we kind of developed the imagery that we ended up painting. And that mining shaft is from an old plate that I had at the shop that is probably from the late 1800s. It was probably near, you know, more near where Black Hawk is now. But I think for me, having that connection to something that's real and that was used and bringing it forward into our own kind of interpretation and presentation of it, it's just really a rich journey, I think, to do that with. And I think all of the elements in the piece kind of carry that level of thought and, you know, it's almost like we're stewarding them forward to the public. And
Abby,
there's let me tell you just about a couple more things while they're on my plane.
Yeah,
so,
please do.
Of course, the Mountain Fair is something that many people recognize. So there's a glimpse of the geometry of the tents and a crowd scene below it that's built into the mural. And as there is also a glimpse of Red Mountain in its sort of red iconic form.
Wow.
Yeah, in the art way as well. I think capturing kind of the really powerful creative force we have being in a creative district in Colorado and Carbondale Arts being such a champion for everyone, you know, culturally and artistically, you know, definitely giving them a shout out in a way that felt, you know, natural and gestural, but also something that people would recognize if they took a good look.
And it seems like you both have jived really well together and really, really quickly. Is this a first collaboration for both of you?
No. we both are artists at Saw Studios in Carbondale. So we've known each other about 3 years now since I moved my studio to Saw about three and a half years ago. And Raina and I met, and we immediately had a lot in common, both aesthetically in terms of the language we use to talk about art and design, but some other things that are maybe unspoken. I think we immediately recognized we had things in common. And then we're sort of lucky because stylistically as artists, we both like to put together organic, painterly gestures, things that come directly from the body in our artwork, and also geometry and sort of these abstract strategies to design. So we both included those things before we met, recognized that when we met, and then Raina actually helped me redesign my website beautifully, and it's very powerful now and effective, and so I think that was our first direct collaboration.
I see.
Yeah, which also went like really well as far as being able to provide a service to an artist and capture their aesthetic. But I think it's always unique to find someone that you work well with. And a lot of it is unspoken. I don't think we have to belabor the point that, you know, when it works, it works.
Right. And so am I clear that you guys did submit a proposal together as a team?
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were just together in Raina's studio at one point, and the mural commission came up, and we were just tossing around ideas about other things, I think. And I think we just both at the same time said, should we make a proposal? So it was very spontaneous in a sense, but it seemed so right to me. It just seemed like I could see making a public art proposal with Raina's skills. I mean, I'm not sure I would have done that myself. I've had opportunities to do that before, and I've done a few proposals, but I was never real happy with them. And Raina gave me just a comfort level with her skills with Photoshop and design that I felt like with everything, if we put stuff together, I felt like we could come up with something that spoke to Carbondale and its history and would be meaningful to both of us in our practice as artists, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, and definitely. It was a true example, I think, of synergy, of like being able to achieve something more together than we would have been able to on our own.
Right. It sounds that way. It sounds like you guys are working really well together. And so how far along is the mural at this point?
It's pretty well along. I think the timing for the installation has adjusted some, and so we have a little breathing room to do the finishing touches. But we've gotten in some of the main elements that I think really kind of start bring the whole piece together. And so it feels close. It also feels like it'll never be done. But I think that's just because we both you know, want to make sure we present something that we're proud of and that really exceeds expectations.
Yeah, this is an unusual thing, Abby, because this is going to be there permanently, is what our understanding is. So, you know, we had a lot of motivation to do everything we could to make something that would stand the test of time as a document of where we are as a community and where Rain and I are artistically too. So, you know, that was very motivating. And just to summarize. The mural is 8 by 15 feet, so even though I've done large-scale works before, it's the most square feet I've done yet. Mm. So it's really monumental scale. It's composed of 5 8-foot by 3-foot panels that are cradled, and they will bolt together. And they are both painted on, printed on, and sweated over. So that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of what it's going to be.
And as far as working on the mural, are you able to work together at the same time, or do you have set times that you will go in and work alone?
Go ahead, Raina.
Yeah, we've been able to work together, I think, safely, and since it is so large, it's easy to be in the same space and painting on it together and working on it. I think it's also been such a benefit that we do have studios in close proximity, and I could pull a panel away for an afternoon and work on it and bring it back and surprise Andrew and vice versa. So I think it has a good mix of being able to work on things together and also contribute independently and then come back together to really mesh it all together. So it feels like our hands have touched all of the bits.
And it seems like it would be, because this is a collaboration, time together would be important for you both. So I'm glad that you have been able to find that. And of course, as you were selected to create the mural, the coronavirus pandemic took hold globally and here in Carbondale. Are there any experiences either of you would like to share as a human or as an artist during this time, Andrew?
I guess I feel like I'm really fortunate because as the coronavirus began in our community, I had another commission I was working on that went to Macau, south of China. So it was very lucky that I had this work. And then we got the commission for the City Market mural. And then that just felt great to be doing something that's going to be in the community and people will see that has a really concrete location it's going to go to. You know, we'll be able to send our friends there, people from the community. And it's just, I don't know, I just am really thankful that it happened the way it happened. So, you know, my experience of this as an artist, the virus has been I don't know, maybe a little better than some just because of these lucky events.
And Raina?
Yeah, I think this has been a huge deal, you know, globally. And I think for me personally, you know, having a print shop in Carbondale, that the idea was really to have it be accessible to the public to facilitate their own creative expression. You know, I had to really close it down and kind of figure out how to be able to move forward in a safe way. And I haven't really opened it back up yet, really wanting to be cautious and safe and at the same time know that in my core, the most important thing for people to do is to be able to express themselves and share their ideas and have conversation. And so trying to find ways moving forward to still be able to do that in a safe way has been a lifeline. And likewise, having the mural to work on, you know, as such a concrete piece, an expression, and then a contribution back to the community has been really fortuitous. And I'm very grateful for not only this opportunity, but knowing that moving forward, like, we'll be able to find a way, I think, together as a community if we do communicate and stay open, but also take it seriously and stay safe.
Well, we're really looking forward to seeing the mural, and I know the community of Carbondale is really looking forward to this too. Will there be a grand opening in the fall?
My understanding right now is somewhere around the third week of August they're going to try to open. So Raina and I, well, another little detail is that this will go in the entryway of the City Market building. So there'll be an entryway before you go in the formal part of the store. And it's a fairly large space, and the mural at this point is going up high on a wall, will be very visible. And we're thinking that the opening will be, like I said, the third week. So Raina and I are hoping that we'll be able to have some community event where we unveil it, or maybe have some sort of dramatic event like that. It'd be fun. We'll see what we can do with the restrictions we have now. And we need to talk to the Kroger people, too, and see their vision of what will take place.
Well, thank you both for joining me, Raina Katzenberger and Andrew Roberts Gray. Thank you for joining me on Express Yourself. We can't wait to see the mural.
Thank you so much for your time and for giving us a chance to voice our ideas about it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Abby. It's a pleasure.